Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Chloe. Today, I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. It all started 3 years ago when I met Jason. He was charming, successful, and seemed like the perfect guy. We dated for a year, got married, and 9 months later, our beautiful son Ethan was born. That's when everything changed. "He has your eyes," Jason said, cradling Ethan in the hospital. "But your smile," I replied, exhausted but happy. "Mom's going to be thrilled. She's been texting me every hour asking for updates." I smiled weakly. "That's nice." What Jason didn't know was that his mother, Diane, and I had a complicated relationship from the start. She'd always been polite in front of Jason, but cold when we were alone.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Jason tells me you're planning to breastfeed, Diane said during her first visit to see Ethan. Yes, I am, I replied, trying to sound confident. I formula-fed Jason, and he turned out just fine. Better than fine, actually. Doctor said he was the healthiest baby he'd ever seen. That's great. I'm just doing what works for us. Of course, dear. You modern mothers and your trends. I just hope you don't regret it when he develops allergies. Jason walked in with coffee. What are you two talking about? Just mom stuff, Diane said with a smile that didn't reach her eyes. The tension only grew as weeks passed. Diane would stop by unannounced, always when Jason was at work. I brought some soup, she said one afternoon. You look tired, not sleeping well? Ethan's still waking up every few hours, I explained, letting her in. Jason slept through the night at 3 weeks. Maybe you're picking him up too quickly when he cries. You need to let babies self-soothe. The pediatrician actually recommended responding promptly to his needs. Diane laughed. Doctors these days, they make everything so complicated. In my day, we trusted our instincts. I am trusting mine, I said firmly. She ignored me and walked to Ethan's room where he was napping.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Oh, look at my precious grandson. Please don't wake him, I whispered. It took forever to get him down. But she was already reaching into the crib. Ethan startled awake and began crying. There, there, Diane cooed, picking him up. Grandma's here, Ethan cried harder, his little face turning red. He's probably hungry, I said, reaching for him. Diane turned away slightly. I know how to hold a baby, Chloe. I raised one, remember? Yes, but he needs to eat, and I need to feed him. She reluctantly handed him over. You know, Jason never cried like this. Maybe you should talk to the doctor about colic. When I told Jason about these visits, he seemed confused. Mom's just trying to help, Chloe. She raised me alone after Dad died, and she's excited to be a grandmother. I know, but she criticizes everything I do, and she doesn't respect my boundaries.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He means well. Just give her a chance, okay? I tried for Jason's sake. But things came to a head when Ethan was 6 months old. It was Sunday dinner at Diane's house, a weekly tradition Jason insisted we keep. Let me hold my little prince, Diane said, reaching for Ethan as soon as we arrived. Ethan, who had become wary of his grandmother's grabby hands, turned his face away and clung to me. He's just tired from the car ride, I explained. Nonsense, he's my grandson. Come to grandma, sweetie. She practically pried him from my arms. Ethan began wailing immediately. "Mom, maybe give him a minute to adjust," Jason suggested. "He's fine. He just needs to get used to me." Diane bounced him roughly while Ethan screamed louder. "Please, give him back," I said, my heart racing as Ethan's cries intensified. "I'm his grandmother. He needs to know who I am." Diane tried to hug Ethan to her chest, but he arched his back and pushed away. That's when it happened. As Ethan squirmed, Diane's large diamond rings scraped across his cheek, leaving angry red marks. Ethan's scream turned piercing. Blood beaded along the scratch. "Oh my God!" I grabbed him from her arms. "You hurt him!" "It was an accident!" Diane protested. "He shouldn't have squirmed. He's a baby!" I inspected the scratch, my hands shaking with rage. "He's bleeding!" Jason finally stepped in. "Let me see him."
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Your mother scratched his face with those ridiculous rings she refuses to take off around him. "It's just a little scratch," Diane said dismissively. "Babies get hurt all the time. Jason fell off the changing table once and turned out fine." "You what?" I stared at her in disbelief. "Mom, that's not helping," Jason said, examining Ethan's face. "It doesn't look too deep, but we should clean it." "I'm taking him home," I declared, gathering our things. "And I don't want her near him until she can respect that he's a person, not a doll." "You're overreacting," Diane huffed. "Accidents happen. This wasn't an accident. You've been forcing yourself on him for months despite his obvious discomfort." Jason looked torn. "Chloe, let's just calm down. Are you coming with us or staying here?" I asked bluntly. The drive home was tense. Jason kept trying to minimize what happened. "Mom feels terrible. She would never intentionally hurt Ethan." "That's the problem, Jason. She doesn't think about anyone but herself. She doesn't care if Ethan is comfortable or what I say as his mother. She raised me alone. She's not used to having her parenting questioned. She's not parenting. She's undermining me at every turn." The next day, Diane called while Jason was at work. "Chloe, I want to apologize for yesterday. How's my little angel's face?" Her tone sounded sincere, but I wasn't buying it. "It's healing. Look, Diane, I need you to understand that when I set boundaries for Ethan, they need to be respected." "Of course, dear. I completely understand. I brought some special cream for his scratch. I can come over now." "Today's not good. Ethan has a doctor's appointment." A lie, but I needed space. "I could drive you. The scratch should be looked at by a professional." "We're fine, thanks. I'll talk to you later."
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I hung up before she could protest. When Jason got home, he brought flowers. "Peace offering? Mom wants to have dinner this weekend to make things right." "I'm not ready for that. Chloe, she's family. And Ethan is our son. His safety comes first." "It was an accident." Our first major fight as parents erupted. Jason couldn't understand why I was so upset, and I couldn't understand why he wasn't. That night, my friend Megan came over while Jason sulked in the garage. "So his mom scratched the baby's face and he's defending her?" Megan asked, appalled. "Exactly. And now he wants us to have dinner with her this weekend like nothing happened." "That's messed up. What are you going to do?" "I don't know. I feel like I'm going crazy. Am I overreacting?" "Hell no. Listen, my sister went through something similar with her MIL. It only got worse until she put her foot down." "How did she do that?" "She stopped trying to convince her husband and just set boundaries herself. When the MIL crossed them, there were consequences. No arguments, no discussions." I thought about this approach. Maybe trying to get Jason to see Diane's behavior was the wrong strategy. The next day, Diane showed up unannounced again. "I brought lunch," she said cheerfully, pushing past me into the house. "Diane, I told you yesterday wasn't a good time, and today isn't either." "Don't be silly. I'm here now, and I want to see my grandson. He's napping." She headed toward his room anyway. "I'll just peek in." I stepped in front of her. "No, you won't. Ethan is sleeping, and I need you to leave." "Excuse me?" She looked shocked. "From now on, you need to call before visiting, and if I say it's not a good time, you need to respect that. I'm family. I don't need permission to see my grandson." "Actually, you do. You're in my home, and Ethan is my child." "Wait until Jason hears about this. Please do tell him. I've already told him these boundaries, and he agrees."
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Another lie, but I needed to present a united front. Diane's face hardened. "I see what you're doing. You're trying to turn my son against me. I warned him about women like you." "Women like me? Gold diggers who get pregnant to trap men." I laughed incredulously. "I have my own career, Diane. I don't need Jason's money." "This isn't over," she threatened, storming out. When Jason came home, he was fuming. "My mother called me crying. She said you kicked her out." "I asked her to leave because she tried to wake Ethan from his nap after I told her not to." "She drove across town to bring you lunch." "I didn't ask her to, and I told her yesterday that today wasn't good." "She's trying, Chloe." "No, she's bulldozing, and you're letting her..." More fighting ensued. This pattern continued for weeks. Diane would overstep, I would enforce boundaries, and Jason would take her side. Then came Ethan's first birthday party. I wanted a small gathering with friends who had babies Ethan's age. Jason insisted his mother be involved. "Fine," I conceded. "But tell her the party is for Ethan, not her chance to show off as grandmother of the year." The party started well. Our friends arrived with their children, and Ethan was having fun playing with the other babies. Then Diane arrived, carrying an enormous gift and wearing those same rings. "Where's my birthday boy?" she called loudly, interrupting the calm atmosphere. Ethan, recognizing her voice, hid behind my legs. "Hi, Diane," I greeted her. "Thanks for coming. We're just letting the kids play before cake." "I brought him a ride-on car. Let's open it now." "We're opening gifts after cake, actually. But mine is special. He should enjoy it during the party." My friend Megan stepped in. "The kids are having so much fun together. Let's not interrupt their flow. I'm Megan, by the way." Diane barely acknowledged her. "I'm Ethan's grandmother. I think I know what's best for him." Jason appeared with drinks. "Mom, you made it. Jason, tell Chloe to let Ethan open my gift now. It's the best one here." I saw Megan's eyebrows raise. Other parents were exchanging glances. "Mom, we have a schedule. Gifts come after cake," Jason said, surprising me with his support.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Diane looked stunned. Since when do babies follow schedules? Since their parents decided what works best for them. Another dad chimed in, clearly uncomfortable with Diane's behavior. Diane huffed and grabbed a drink. For the next hour, she made loud comments about how, in her day, birthday parties weren't so rigid and how Jason had loved opening gifts immediately. When cake time came, I helped Ethan into his high chair while everyone gathered to sing. Diane pushed her way to stand directly beside Ethan. "Grandma will help you blow out the candle, sweetie." Ethan, startled by her sudden proximity, began to whimper. "He's fine, Diane. Let's give him space," I said quietly. Everyone sang happy birthday, and Ethan, despite his initial wariness, smiled at the attention. As he reached curiously for the flame, Diane suddenly lunged forward to blow it out herself. Her movement frightened Ethan, who jerked back, bumping his head on the high chair. He began wailing. "Now look what you've done," Diane said accusingly. "If you'd let me help him properly..." "That's enough," Jason's voice cut through the awkward silence. "Mom, step back. Let Chloe handle this." I lifted Ethan from the chair, comforting him as conversations awkwardly resumed. Jason pulled his mother aside, and I could see them arguing in the corner. Whatever he said, she looked outraged. After the party, when our friends had left, Diane confronted me in the kitchen. "You've turned my son against me. You've poisoned my relationship with my grandson."
"What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba."
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
"No, Diane. Your behavior has done that all on its own. I've been nothing but helpful. I've given advice, brought food, offered babysitting. Unwanted advice. Unasked for visits. And I'd never leave Ethan with someone who doesn't respect his boundaries or mine. Jason will see through you eventually." Jason walked in. "See through what, Mom?" "Your wife has been manipulating you, turning you against me. Actually, today I saw clearly for the first time. You embarrassed us in front of our friends. You made Ethan's party about you." Diane's mouth fell open. "You can't mean that." "I do. And until you can respect Chloe as Ethan's mother and my wife, I think we need some space." "Space? From your own mother?" Diane's voice rose. "After everything I've sacrificed for you? That's exactly what I'm talking about. This guilt tripping has to stop." Diane stormed out, slamming the door. The following weeks were tense but transformative. Jason finally saw what I'd been dealing with. We agreed on boundaries: scheduled visits only, no criticism of our parenting, and absolutely no physical contact with Ethan unless he initiated it. Diane didn't take it well. She called Jason's siblings, cousins, and even his boss, spinning tales of how I'd stolen her son and grandson. Most saw through her drama, but it created awkward situations.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
3 months after the birthday incident, Diane showed up at our door unannounced, demanding to see Ethan. "We told you, Diane. Scheduled visits only," I reminded her. "This is ridiculous. He's my blood. And he's our child. These are our rules." "Jason!" she called past me. "Jason, talk some sense into her." Jason appeared behind me. "Mom, we agreed on this together. If you can't respect our boundaries, you need to leave." "Fine, I'll take this to court. Grandparents have rights too." That was her big mistake. When she actually filed for grandparent visitation rights, her history of boundary violations and the incident with the scratch came to light. The judge was unsympathetic, especially when our friends testified about her behavior at the birthday party. She lost the case and had to pay our legal fees. But the real consequences came from her community. Word spread about the lawsuit, and her bridge club, church group, and neighborhood friends began distancing themselves. No one wanted to associate with a grandmother who had scratched her infant grandson and then sued for visitation.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
"I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse."
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
"Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me."
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Her social standing, which she prized above all else, crumbled. Within a year, she'd moved to Florida, claiming she needed the warmth for her health. In reality, she couldn't face the whispers and cold shoulders. Jason and I grew stronger through the ordeal. He finally understood the importance of protecting our family unit above all else. Ethan is now 3 and thriving. He doesn't remember his grandmother's invasive behavior, and we've decided that's for the best. If she ever truly changes and can respect our boundaries, maybe supervised visits could be considered far in the future. But I'm not holding my breath. The scratch healed without a scar, but the lesson remains. No one, not even family, has the right to hurt your child or undermine your parenting. Standing firm may cost relationships, but protecting your children is always worth it. So tell me, what boundaries have you had to set with difficult family members? And how did they react when you finally stood your ground?
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.